Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Hello, thanks for joining this presentation. My name is Evan Galliano, and lately my life has been pretty hope-filled. I've been pretty happy, and it wasn't always that way, but I got to a point in my life where now I have a three-person team. I've got a video production agency. We help different companies out in Los Angeles and even internationally. Have helped businesses, nonprofits, and entrepreneurs tell their story visually showcasing who they are, what they do, what lights them up, the stories behind their why, the stories behind the impact that they're creating out in the world. And at this point, I've gotten to a place where not only have I entered into an abundance in my business of hitting consistent, five-figure plus months, as well as helping my clients do the same. My clients I'm working with a lot of retreats right now. I'm getting involved in a lot of different business retreats for entrepreneurs who have incredible transformative stories. And it wasn't always this way. It was a long path and a long journey. I didn't even really think I would ever be an entrepreneur. Grew up in what some may see as a broken home. Although I do have, two loving parents that are still together. My little brother, Daniel, was diagnosed with autism when he was 2 years old. And that was when we were about a year and a half apart. So I was about 3 and a half at the time and didn't quite hit me. I think there was definitely waves where it hit me growing up, realizing that my whole life, our entire life was not going to be quote unquote normal, the normal family. Around 8 years old, there was a moment where we were out trying to just have a normal meal, a normal dinner. And my brother was making some noise. He especially in public places, sometimes he would the sensory, him being nonverbal, he wouldn't know how to verbalize his put to words what he was feeling, so he would make loud noises. And some other woman from a different table decided to go outside where my dad had taken my brother to remove him from the situation, just to tell my dad that my family had ruined their meal and that they should my dad should discipline my brother better. And at the time I was 8, so I didn't quite understand what was going on. All I remember thinking at the time was I didn't realize they let demons on earth. But looking back, it's not that this woman was a demon. It's that there was an ignorance to our situation, and that ultimately just came from a lack of awareness of what we were going through. And so this all ties into the power of storytelling, which is really what I'm here today to talk about. The power of storytelling, specifically visual storytelling, which is why I've decided to make it my life's mission to help other entrepreneurs tell their story in a visual medium through content, through mini documentaries. And it's because of the fact that there is just a lot of ignorance out there in this world. And it just comes from a lack of awareness, a lack of understanding. And I just see, from my family situation and they're really feeling at times hopelessness, feeling like no one really truly understood them and understood us, and that we oftentimes felt very isolated from the rest of the world in ways where some years we wouldn't go out at all. We wouldn't go out for a single family dinner. And so as I entered high school, I started getting really interested in all the different arts. And I think it was out of this need to express myself and express these bottled up emotions and these things that I felt that others just didn't understand. And the visual mediums, music, these different forms of light and sound, I found an ability to express the things that my family had been going through. And then my senior year of high school, I took an antibiotic that totally destroyed my world. There was an antibiotic I was put on called Solidin at the time. And it pretty much, over the course of 3 months, without me realizing it, stole my mental capacities from me. It had severe anxiety, severe depression. And then it got to a point where I could no longer connect with and felt alienated from my community, from even my closest friends. And it was a very difficult time. It was a time that I spent most lunches my senior year of high school alone. My GPA went from a 4.2 to a 2.8. And I was at a hopeless place. I didn't even think I'd be able to go to, you know, to university. But through the power of, you know, just a few close people around me, my parents, just one good friend who stuck with me, I still made it out to film school. And I still was able to, through that time, push through and go after my passion, which was filmmaking. And I didn't really realize at the time why I felt so passionate about this craft and the creation of a visual storytelling, until it came to a time where this was after film school. I had learned to make mini documentaries. I had learned to tell these visual stories, and my parents, I was out shooting some music video, and I missed a call, multiple calls from my parents. And I didn't realize it until after I was done for the day shooting some music video that really wasn't my calling. It was just, you know, it was something for fun. And I realized that my parents had essentially gone through a very traumatic day. My brother had an outburst. He wasn't sleeping. And he went up to the front window of our house, got up on top of our couch, and he pushed through the window, fell through it, and glass, the large shards of glass came down, and one cut him open on the side. And so my parents were very shaken up. Luckily, my uncle, my dad's brother at the time, was able to come by and help them and help patch up my brother's side. And then they got the paramedics shortly after arrived, and they were okay. But I remember being on the phone with my dad and him telling me, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to keep the house. And at that point, that was now the third time that they basically got to a place where my dad was no longer able to go to work. And I just remember thinking, you know, there's just no way that the community, if they saw what my parents were going through, if they saw their fight and they saw their day-to-day struggle and just the love and the faith and the if there was a way to communicate all that we can't communicate through words, really someone would have to be there and experience the situation in order to truly understand. Because I remember telling my dad, you know, let's put together a GoFundMe. And my, you know, at the time my dad said, we've tried this. We've tried reaching out to our community, to our church. We've tried to see if we could get some type of financial support, some type of donations, and it just doesn't happen. You know, people just don't understand. And I just remember thinking, well, they don't understand because they can't see. And this is where the power of filmmaking came into, and everything came together. And I realized that the reason I had been put on this path, the reason I felt so called toward filmmaking, was because it truly was my calling to, at this moment in time, create a film, create a mini documentary, just a short, it was about 7 minutes, and just capturing the day-to-day life of my family, of all that they do for my brother, and to just put it out and let them know the situation, let others know the situation they were going through, where my dad was having heart pains or heart problems, where he was almost collapsing at work, and he, you know, it was just the amount of stress that were on both of my parents, with my dad still having to go to work to pay the bills. And so 300 shares later, we put this video out, and put out a GoFundMe, and over 300 shares later, there was people from Texas who had never even met my family before who saw this video, and someone from Texas sent $2,000. Someone else that we knew, a friend of a friend, sent $1,000. And all of a sudden, we had over a year's worth of living expenses for my parents to get back on their feet and to just be able to breathe. And it was in that moment that I really discovered firsthand the power of video storytelling, of just visually showcasing and showing the world a story and the meaning behind the story, and how that film could really connect on a deeper level to an audience than any other form in the past that we had tried, from speaking to others to showing photos. There was nothing quite like the craft and the specific medium of visual storytelling. And so this was a light bulb moment for me when I realized how many other stories are out there that are not being fully seen and fully understood in a way that would really create a lighthouse for others to have this clarity to really attract, right, these videos that could attract others to a business, to a nonprofit, in a way that brings about the most aligned, dedicated individuals who believe in the mission, who believe in the story. And so I started going first to my local, just locally, and seeing who I could support with this. At the time, I was pretty burned out. I had been in the film industry, and I'm sure some are aware of the toxicity of that industry, but I was ready to, I was at the end of my rope when it came to that industry, and being part of a team who I won't name, but a very well-known show that I was put on as the assistant of, and treated very poorly, treated like a cog in the machine, basically. So I was ready to carve my own path. And this became that mission where I saw that I had this ability to help others. And I found a friend from high school who her family owned an auto shop. And it was local over in Burbank where I grew up. And they were struggling. And I remember visiting the shop and just really having such an authentic, transparent experience, unlike any other experience I've ever had at any other auto shop, where oftentimes I felt like I was getting ripped off in some way or another. And I remember talking to the owner and just seeing how much he cared about the community, about the youth, and wanting to provide genuine service. Yet their bottleneck was that they didn't have their story, the transparency. The word of mouth was really all they were able to rely on. They were not ranking on Google. Their website, they didn't have a website even, and they had no video. And so I told them, well, you know, how can I help you out? And so what came next was creating content, creating a website for them, and really just creating one centerpiece video where we could interview the owner, Tino, and ask him about his values, ask him about why is the shop in business? Why go with Greg's Tune-Up over other shops? And not even in a competitive sort of way, just, you know, really just asking how this shop, really what makes them stand out. And what followed was a film where it was 2 minutes where we talk a little to Tino. We talk a little bit to some of the customers, the dedicated customers, getting their genuine on camera testimonies about why they've come to the shop over and over again. And the result of this single page website, it was so simple. I remember back at the time, I didn't even know how to design a website. So I just put together this really simple website that's still up today, because it worked. It was just a simple 2 minute video that really showcased the value that this business provided, and just their one of a kind nature. The care really is what's this, you know, made them stand out most, the care and their transparency. And what happened next was Over the course of the next 6 months, they went from almost going out of business to now the lot is filled. There is not a single day where I go there where there is not where I can't even get a same day appointment. So it really turned around the shop, and the video on their website, everything boosted their SEO. It raised up their website's visibility and their Google rankings. And so it really just, I just again saw the power of visual storytelling. And then I turned around and I used the same approach with my own business. I built my own brand story, and I decided to take some of the testimonials of the small businesses I was helping, put those together in with an interview with me now, speaking on camera to, and I mean, this is someone, I was someone who petrified to ever be on camera, petrified to ever speak in front of an audience. Maybe I'll get into that if we have time at the end, how to really, get your message across and show up on camera and show up and speak from the heart. That's really a skill that everyone has the potential of honing and sharpening that tool. And so at the time, I mean, I was petrified, but I put together this brand story, put together my own single page website, where it just had a single book a call option. And within the next few months, started attracting some dream clients. I'm talking about clients that I never imagined that in such a short period of time I would have been able to attract, like just magic. But really, it was the magic. It was movie magic. They say that there's a word for it. And it really was that, a video that opens a window, unlike any other form of media. It really does open a window into another universe, into another reality. And so when it's done in a way that's strategic yet authentic, right? When it's done in a way where there's, I wasn't sitting there with a script, reading from the script. I wasn't putting together some teleprompter where I was reading or any way it felt forced. It was always using my background in mini documentary and documentary filmmaking, which, if you watch any Netflix documentary, these are authentic interviews on camera. And so that was always the approach that worked, because it's with a business, if you're an entrepreneur, someone comes into your store, if someone comes to you and you get on a first time call with someone, a discovery call, you're not gonna start reading off a script, right? So this is where the content and the intention behind content can really build your brand up into an authentic lighthouse that attracts dream clients. Or where I see a lot of small businesses missing the mark is creating inauthentic content that has some type of agenda or some type of like, we have to do this because we have to approach to it. Whereas the approach we were taking and we still take with Brand Story is one of how can we be authentic to ourselves and put out a message that is still all about the audience, that is still putting them first as well. That's how we create authentic connection in real life. We show up as ourselves, but we also give our full attention and presence with our audience. And so how can we do that through video content? That was what I started to dive into with Brand Story and with our clients. And what came after was really just a beautiful journey that has been the last five now plus years of my life since 2019, when we did those first videos, where I started to attract Greatness Collective, an amazing nonprofit building homes for the homeless in different developing countries, which led me on and connecting with all sorts of awesome entrepreneurs, from Adam Urbanski to Chris Smith of the Campfire Effect and Story Influence, who was another mentor of mine. And it really just became this beautiful journey of telling all of these incredible entrepreneurs' stories, and even big businesses. Like eventually I ended up working with West Coast Arborists, which is the second largest, or they are one of the two largest street tree companies in California. They essentially they maintain the urban wood of the cities. To then working with Agora Financial. So this is where I was attracting these massive, massive dream clients, where a single client could essentially could change my life. And this all came from that power of visual storytelling, and then giving those clients, you know, that also helping them with that same power, with that same ability to communicate an authentic message. Now we're getting more into the present. COVID happened, and that was where in 2019 that definitely shook up the being able to do any type of live video production. So what came next was, you know, I took some time off. I did some growth operating for some fintech companies for the next few years, from 2020 to 2023, really, which is when in 2023 I decided to relaunch Brand Story. And since then have been helping one really big client, which has been Abundance Retreats. An Abundant Tribe Leader Collective has been really like a dream project to be now on as a partner. So now, you know, at this point in the story, I've been really joining up with my clients who I don't see as clients, but now long-term partners. And how can we continue telling the story as it grows? You know, the way I see it is, what if someone like Vincent Van Gogh, what if someone like Picasso, right? These artists who in their day were not ever fully recognized and made to be totally famous, like what they eventually, and, you know, after their life grew to become, you know, their legacy was worldwide. What if they had the documentary film crew that was following them all along? That was the legacy that now we, you know, and me and my team, we strive to help as many entrepreneurs as possible. And the three most important stories to tell for any entrepreneur are the three stories I told today. The first was the why story, right? The why is that personal story. So I ask you, what is your why story? What is that story that's going to speak hope to others, to empower others through speaking on your own adversities, speaking on the things that you've overcome? How can you put out a message that resonates, relates with others, and makes them see themselves in you? And they can really see that how aligned you both are, and that your why comes from an authentic place. You're not just in it for the money, right? In business, that's one of the biggest things, is making sure that the people we're working with, is they're there for the right reasons. Number two is your fight story, right? So if my fight story was now going out and helping these auto shops and helping these different businesses in my community, what is your fight story? What is the thing that breaks your heart? For me, it was these businesses that didn't have their stories being told. And so I ask you, what is your fight story? What is that thing that now you know your why, you're out in the world fighting against this common enemy, or this fighting with your clients, with your partner, strategic partners, to make this impact in the world? And finally, the third and most important story, and I truly believe that this is the, if there's one story to tell, if you've got 1 minute, it's the impact story. The impact story is the difference that you were able to make, right? So the difference you have made for your clients, for those that you're out in the world helping. And so that for me was helping that auto shop and helping these different coaching clients double their rates once the world saw their magic and what they had, that one of a kind story, that, right? And so I ask you, what is your why? What is your fight? And what is your impact? And if there is any three things to workshop after this, I hope that those are the three that you take some time and really write out. And so anyways, it's been a pleasure. Thank you all for joining. And I'm excited. I'm excited for what comes next. I'm so excited to connect with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.